And I'm joined by Simon Lubinsky, Coordinator for Landcare. Good morning, Simon.
Good morning, Amanda.
Great to have you. Now, for those who aren't familiar with Landcare, can you give us an overview of what Landcare does?
Landcare in Lake Macquarie. So Lake Macquarie Council looks after a Landcare program, and the Landcare program is designed to look after bushland in natural areas that's on public land. So council-owned land. And what we do with Landcare is people from our community will identify an area that they would like to look after, a bit of bushland that might be a little bit degraded with weeds. And they come to us, we give them advice. We give them some training, we give them tools, we give them equipment, we give them a bit of a hand, and we help them get these natural areas back into a really nice state. It's all about, mostly about weed control, and then we also do some planting and we'll do some other activities as well.
Well, what are some of the projects Landcare is working on locally at the moment?
So currently we've got about 200 Landcare sites around Lake Macquarie. So there is a lot of different areas where people are doing work at any given time. I'm just on at one Landcare site down at Swansea as we're speaking. Beautiful day in the sun. So we do have just that regular program of looking after different sites and people coming to us, and we kind of support them. We also do, we're looking at providing different opportunities for natural area improvement. And one of the areas we're looking at the moment is what's called a hollow augmentation program, or we're putting in hollows into trees to create habitat for a lot of our arboreal species like gliders and possums and birds that are dependent on hollows in trees.
Oh, so what, you've just got somebody that's good with a hammer or chisel or saw and just making a hole? Is that how it works?
Well, we actually have this, we'll get a contractor in who's got a really cool tool called a hollow hog, and it's like a big drill. Essentially, it's a big drill that actually makes a small hole into the side of a tree or into like a branch break, and it actually bores into the dead tissue underneath. So probably a lot of people don't realise that a tree, the only living bit of a tree is like on the outside of the trunk, and inside the trunk where all the timber is, that's all dead tissue. So you can actually get in there and create a bit of a hollow, a bit of a cavity for our creatures to live in. And you're not actually causing the tree any damage or any harm. You're actually just digging into dead tissue.
Oh, I never even knew that. There you go. I just learned something. Thank you very much. Now, you've got a street trees initiative. Is that correct?
We're not quite to the point yet of kicking it over the line, but we're in our nursery, we're working on some brand new, it's really exciting for me because I'm a horticultural nerd. For other people that love nurseries and plants, we're working on this brand new kind of pot, which is called a rocket pot or an air pot. And it allows you to grow trees very quickly. Even though it's a circular pot, it doesn't allow the roots to go round and round and round and round and round. It actually makes roots go down and creates a really good root system. And these trees are looking like they're going to be absolutely perfect for street trees. They're going to hit all the same specs and standards that we need street trees to meet. And we're able to grow them species that aren't available anywhere else. We're looking at native, local provenance species that we can only kind of find around the Newcastle, Lake Macquarie area. And we're seeing if we can start using them for street trees and starting to, increase the biodiversity of our streets, which is really exciting for people in this sort of area.
Well, fingers crossed that it all takes off. Thank you for telling us about that one. What's the most rewarding part of your job as Landcare Coordinator?
Oh, rewarding part for me is I don't get I don't know if other people have had that horrible feeling of a Sunday afternoon when they start thinking they've got to go back to work tomorrow.
I think we've all had that sometimes.
I don't have that. Sunday afternoon, I'm going, what do I get to do tomorrow? Do I get to start working in the nursery? Do I get to start, looking at different programs? Do I get to start working with school kids and getting them out into the bushland areas? There's so many great opportunities at the moment that I just don't have that dread, that miserable feeling. So there's so many good things about the role. that are so rewarding, and it's being able to give back to the environment, give back to society, and be able to offer opportunities for younger people to get a leg up into this sort of the natural area industry as well.
Well, for anyone looking to get involved with Landcare, can they volunteer, and what special skills are required?
We don't require too many special skills other than a love of nature and the ability to identify between weeds and native species. If people are interested in getting involved, there are a lot of groups out there that are looking for extra helpers. The other thing is, if you look out the back of your property and you've got some natural area there that no one's looking after and you would love to, get in contact with us at the Landcare and Sustainable Living Centre and just ask, what can I do about looking after a natural area, and we can start a brand new Landcare site for you. Everybody starts off knowing not very much, and that's absolutely fine. It's this massive learning journey, and it's so exciting. And you get to become part of this massive network of people that are interested in the environment, very passionate, and can offer you all the special tips that they've learnt looking after their patch of bush.
Wonderful. Where do volunteers go to sign up?
You can actually sign up online, or if you can just give us a bell on 249-210-392, and that'll get you through to the Lake Macquarie Landcare and Sustainable Living Centre, and then we can talk to you about how to sign up. I'll actually probably come out and have a chat with you on site and talk to you about what a Landcare site is all about and what we look for with Landcarers. So, I mean, you know, if nothing else, you get to have a chat with me in person.
Well, that's right. That's good. That's worth it. Simon Lubinski, thank you so much for chatting with us today, and good luck with the Landcare projects.
Thank you very much.